The next part. So I'm sorry we had to. In the end, it did not end well. Yesterday's session. So many of you approached and were not happy with the ending. So we said we will logically end that before we begin the next topic. So let's begin. So I'll just review the main points that we discussed yesterday. So we talked about how the beliefs, they impact thinking, emotions, behaviors and results. Smriti, vritti, drishti, kriti and srishti. All the five, the circle, how it is related. Interesting part is, if you take up any theory of psychology, any leadership theory, you can fit into this iceberg model. But there is one area they will always fall short of, which they will try to beat around the bush, is because they do not agree with the soul, because that concept doesn't exist. We talk about empathy, we talk about self-awareness, we talk about emotions, we talk about all that stuff, but it gets a little complicated because we don't know why should I be empathic with you and why am I unique. That doesn't get answered. But when we start from the first principles of soul conscious leadership, it becomes so much more easier because we don't have to keep beating around the bush. It becomes very easy for us to derive all those first principles. Very important. Our awareness is what impacts our action. If you want to change the action, it's important that you check. You start with checking your awareness. That is where our intentions come. What is my awareness? When I am starting, how am I starting? What am I thinking about myself or about the situation around me? And the belief impacts behavior. We saw those examples. How, if I start with a wrong belief, my behavior is skewed towards not being right. And if I start with a positive belief, how that also enhances my motivation and my capability. You can review that. Very simple first principles. There are many, but we started with these. Everything that you have been listening in the last couple of days, do you see it captured here? In various ways and various forms? And how, by understanding these first principles, all these can be impacted in positive ways. And it all starts with that change in awareness. Aham Atma Mama Shariram. I am the soul, this is my body. It's very simple, but very, very profound. Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandamokshayoho bandaya vishayasaktam muktyaihi nirvishayam smritam. Whether it is bandhanam means bondage, moksham means freedom, liberation. Manayeva manushyanam karanam. Mind alone is responsible for both bondage and liberation. Bandaya vishayasaktam, when mind is influenced by Vishayam means senses, it creates bondage. Muktyai nirvishayam smritam, when mind is free from influence, it leads to freedom. The gist of all the lessons that we are learning. Because when my mind gets influenced by the senses, then I become a slave and then start indulging in things, and that becomes bondage. But when I am able to move, detach myself from these senses, be able to know that I am the master, then that realization begins the process of liberation. And instead of making it abstract, why do we keep talking about point of light? And why do we keep talking about this as a control room? Because that is a specific place, be in between the eyebrows, that is where we have the person sitting, or the me, the Atma, and controlling this body through the brain. So when I give you the exact location, the position of who I am, and then I start talking about this is where my thinking faculties come from. Mind, what are the three faculties of soul that we learned? Man, Buddhi, Sanskar. And when I start realizing that I am the master and I am different from this body, and you see different meditations, different, many of us have been conducting, we always focus on detaching ourselves from this physical body. Have you observed that? That light plays such an important role. Very important, because that which I want to control, I should always be separate from it. Simple example, if I move too close to the steering wheel of the car, what happens? Can you control it? It's just here. There needs to be some distance between what you want to control and between you. Let's do this another simple exercise. Open a page, all of you. You can open a page in your notebook where you have written something. So, can you start reading? In your own notebook. Just read. Not even aloud, just read for yourself. As you are reading, bring the book closer to you. Keep bringing the book closer, even more closer. Cover your eyes. Now please read. Why? It's your book, your handwriting, your own eyes, and you are saying you can't read. What happened? And eyes are closed, why? When you moved, what happened? What suffered? What did we create? We created that space between the book and me, and that space brought in clarity. When that space is removed, clarity suffers. Any situation when I want to handle, when I detach, I don't dissociate, it is still your own baby. But you are creating that space between you and the situation, clarity increases. And I approach it with this consciousness that I am the master. So when, even during my meditation, when I learn to detach and create that space between me and my senses, it becomes easy for me to control my senses. Because as soon as I bring it closer, your own book, your own handwriting, but you can't read. Now you suddenly are able to read. This is detachment. This is attachment. And taking the book away and throwing it is dissociation. That is why in our culture, we are asked to detach. And we misunderstood as dissociation. Ghar chod ke jungle nahi jana hai. Ghar mein hi rehna hai. But detach. Detach. Right? You create that space. And see the difference it makes. When you create that space, your clarity increases because you are focusing on facts, not on your emotions. Then you will be able to take better decisions. The reason why I am able to increase the clarity and control it is because I am creating that distance. And how do I create the distance between the mind and my body when I realize that both are separate? And I start practicing it. I start experiencing that I am a soul. I am the master. I am peaceful. I am not this body. Then what happens? As you start practicing, as you start visualizing, you start experiencing. And that experience becomes power. And that power is what we all need. Otherwise, we all feel, I am a slave to my senses. No, you are not. Like what we practice in the morning. I am the experiencer and I am experiencing the nature through this body. That detachment, even if you might have experienced in your own life, both personal and professional, when you are attached, you become problem centric. There's so much stress. Only problem is what you are reviewing. When you are detached, yes, this is a problem, I acknowledge. Yes, now what can I do? Then you start becoming solution centric. Make sense? Simple? Very good. So now that we have understood the reason, shall we practice it and perform that attention switch so that we can go to the digital wellness session, which is an extension anyway. So now let's practice with this understanding that I want to become the master of my senses, because when I am the slave, I experience that dukkha. You know the meaning? Dukkha means constricted space. Sukha means that which is open, the actual meaning. So when we restrict our choices and when we don't know what to do, we experience that sorrow. So shall we experience that? Yeah. Sit straight. Have your back well supported. Take a deep breath. Let go of any tension in any part of your body and relax yourself. Visualize a shining bright white star in the middle of your forehead. A shining bright white star spreading rays of peace and relaxation all around me. I am the star. I am unique. I am beautiful. I am capable. I am eternal. I am a shining bright white star in the middle of the forehead, separate from this body. I am the master of my mind and master of my senses. As a master, I can control my thoughts. I can make them more positive. As a shining bright white star in the middle of my forehead, I am spreading white rays of peace and relaxation through every cell of my body, through my mind's eye. I am able to see myself as a being of light. This is who I am. keep watching, keep experiencing that being of light. Just make this thought, I am peaceful. Gently bring back your attention to the room we are. Move your arms. Rub your palms. And wipe your eyes. You see the difference? We hardly did for less than 120 seconds. This is how you create your experience and you summon the peace on demand. I can become peaceful. All it takes is 90 to 120 seconds. Interesting? Very good. So before I move on, many of you have approached us about donations, voluntary contributions. We have a small desk that is set up in the reception where you have had your registration. Whatever contributions you are interested in making, please visit reception during the break time. And those who want to truly make it anonymous, because in our culture, anonymous contributions are given a very high value, and you want to contribute in cash, make it completely anonymous, we put a small donation box here. Good. So the next, we'll talk about something which I'm personally very passionate about, and I'll share an experience to start with. So this guy in our office, 24 years old, sometime last year, he approached me saying, I'm able to sleep only for 3 to 4 hours. Even that, I'm not getting good sleep. And if you don't sleep, you know, you get these black scales just below the eyes. And he was getting frustrated. He was not able to focus during the meetings. And he had another typical problem. He was looking famished, weak, and their parents wanted him to get married. And no girl was willing to have a conversation because he was looking so weak. So he comes to me and says, Bala, this is a typical problem, so you have to help me. And as I started understanding about his daily routine, I understood that he was spending 15 to 16 hours in front of the screen. And that has been going on for more than an year. Initially, he was not aware. He was enjoying whatever he was doing in front of this on the screen. And then slowly, this thing started piling up. And sometimes, if you have to save the person, you have to give shock treatment. As a digital wellness coach, that's what I do sometimes. So I asked him just one question. Do you want to live or die? There's nothing in between. He was 24. He said, I want to live. Then I said, this is what you need to do. Stop this screen time. And then I gave him the daily schedule, what he needs to do. And within 3 weeks, he started sleeping 8 hours a day. And then he regained weight. His scales disappeared. He was back to his original self. And that is what we will discuss, because there is very little awareness of what these digital technologies are doing to our mind, brain, body, relationships, efficiency, effectiveness. And you don't have to answer me. Just keep at the back of your mind as we go through the presentation. Who is the master? You or your mobile? I don't need the answer. Let's start with a question. How many digital calories do you consume on a daily basis? And you know, if we eat more calories, you not only become overweight, but you also become obese. Many of us, almost all of us, are digitally overweight, and some of us are digitally obese, because we never count those. And because of this digital obesity, because obesity has its impact. So what is it doing to your brain body through these unlimited digital calories that we are consuming? Let's explore that. Can you just feel the surface on which you are seated? Just feel it. Just feel it. You're able to feel it? You're seated, and then whether it is rough, soft, warm, cold, you're able to feel it. You're sitting there for the last 15-20 minutes. But as soon as I asked you to feel it, that touch became your experience. Yes? As soon as you paid attention, it became your experience. Brain is a fantastic filter. Whatever you pay attention to, that is what it registers and makes you into experience. Can you just listen to the hissing sound? It's there. But as soon as you pay attention, it became your experience. And what Deepa Bain was talking about in the morning, wherever my attention goes, energy flows. And wherever energy flows, life grows. Now the question is, when attention is so important, who or what is impacting our attention? I'll share the decks. Now, this is where we need to learn. I'm going to share with you two things about brain which most of us are not aware of. This is what I was mentioning with the minister yesterday when I said, our education does not include concepts about mind and brain. One of those is brain switching penalty. When you are deeply into a task, you receive a phone call, you attend the phone call and you come back, are you able to come back to that focus immediately, or does it take time? And for some of us, poi poche. That's it. For that day, we can never bring back focus or that task. We move on. This happens because whenever you perform an attentional switch, brain utilizes some of our mental energy in performing that switch, and that's called as brain switching penalty. That's how brain works. It's not a bug, it's a feature. That's how brain works. And if you keep switching your attention, every time you switch, a portion of it is lost. And how do we experience it? In a very simple way. How many of you have experienced this? Some days, there is so much we seem to have done, but we keep moving around, and at the end of the day, we feel exhausted, but nothing got done. How many of you have experienced that? Now you know the reason. When you continuously keep switching your attention, you are spending a lot of your energy in repaying this brain switching penalty. And there is very little energy left to perform productive work. And then we have the audacity to say, I am the master of my mobile. Now you see what's happening? Innumerable stuff. And now you see what you're doing to the attention. It's just split second, but a portion of energy is already lost. Again you come back, again you go, again you come back, again you go. Let me explain the same thing in little more easily. You want to cook some rice, put the cooker on the gas stove, switch on the flame. Each time you receive a notification, switch off the flame. Attend the notification. Come back and switch on the flame. Keep doing this. Switch off. Switch on. what happens to the food? Will it get cooked? Will it take longer or shorter? And sometimes the food also gets spoiled. Yes or no? Write this down. Attention is that flame. Attention is that flame that helps us accomplish things in our life. Attention is that flame that helps us accomplish tasks in our life. Every time you are getting distracted, you are switching off that flame temporarily. And now you know why the efficiency and effectiveness has decreased. I did this simple experiment at Sears. So they attended this session, and then there are many leaders here, so I was suggesting a distraction-free workplace. So I suggested this example to one of the team members. Every week she has to prepare a report which takes typically 2 hours. So then I asked her, create a undisturbed chunk where you put your mobile in silence mode, switch off all notifications, inform everybody, whomever you want, under the sun, saying for the next 45 minutes to 1 hour I am not available, and then start preparing your report. Can you guess how much time did she take to complete that report, which every week she took 2 hours, and that's been happening for a couple of years? She was able to do it in 45 minutes flat. Now, you keep your distractions alive without knowing it, and you attend productivity improvement seminars. So that 2 hours becomes 1 hour 50 minutes, and you are extremely happy. I achieved 5% improvement. It's okay even if we spend $3,000 and that fellow taught us some common sense stuff. But originally, without distraction, you are actually needing only 45 minutes. Where is that 1 hour 15 minutes going? That's why this equation. We are extremely good in measuring this until the second, last second, but we forget about this. Simple question. I sit 8 hours with 25% focus. How much effective work got done? How many days will I need to complete my 8 hours worth of work with 25% focus? And unfortunately, none of us, no organization, no leader, no teacher, seems to be asking this question: how do I improve my attention? How do I improve my focus? Another concept about the brain, neuroplasticity. Plasticity comes from Greek word plastikos. That means that which is flexible. What neuroplasticity means is, depending on what actions you are doing, brain changes its structure. And you can write down, brain is a wonderful tathastu machine. You understand tathastu? So be it. Tathah astu. So be it. Why do I say brain is a wonderful tathastu machine? It is this property of the brain called neuroplasticity which makes the brain make it easier for us whatever we repeat. Anything that you did in the beginning, it's difficult. Yes or no? Whether it is driving, giving a talk like this, preparing a presentation, working with formulas on Excel, anything, it's difficult in the beginning, but as you keep repeating, it becomes easier and easier. And when I keep repeating any kind of learning, if this is the structure of the brain and these are the neurons, as I keep repeating with attention, as I keep learning, this is what happens to the same piece of the brain. Because it has created so many more neural connections, so many more neural networks. And this is when I say I learned something. Now this property is very important. Because whatever I repeat brain makes it easier. I repeatedly want to check my mobile, brain says tathastu. So now when you check your mobile, you don't even know. As someone was mentioning when we were having breakfast in the morning, my hand automatically goes bala. You see where it is coming from, where the behavior is coming from? Because it makes it easier. From today onwards, you want to start focusing, improve, and then start spending time on meditation. Brain again says tathastu. You just have to repeat it. The biological infrastructure necessary for my personal transformation is already in all of us. God has already gifted that. This is the biological infrastructure that is needed for my own personal transformation. What I need is I just need to repeat. So changes in physical structure of the brain and brain's chemistry, that is what leads to addiction. And once those neural circuits are formed, we become a slave. The more you use mobile and social media, the harder it gets to move away from them. That's the impact of neuroplasticity. Those circuits of you distracting yourself become so strong that it is becoming difficult for us to focus and concentrate. Because we continuously keep getting distracted. Yes. How much ever organizations talk about we have this mode, that mode, we help you talk to you about this app, talks about how many hours you have used, how many minutes you have used, we will prompt you, we will do that to you, this to you. Effectively, every digital gadget is addictive. Check this. If something is a tool, it's just waiting there to be used. Agreed? Very important. Until I go to cycle will not come to me. Until I go to my cricket bat will not come to me. But see what we have done. If something is not a tool and it's demanding things from you, it is seducing you, manipulating you, it wants things from you. Now you can relate to that. What's that little thing which we carry 24/7? What Sivanivan was talking about? Something that demands things from you. Something that seduces you, manipulates you, wants things from you. We moved from tools-based technology to addiction-based technology. And we are not even aware. That's the unfortunate part. That lack of awareness is literally killing us. It's robbing the life from our next generation. That's what makes me feel so sad about it. Because in this case, ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is death. And that is why we have, see the interesting language we use. It's fascinating. How can we make an app sticky? How can I hook my consumers? And what are we spending? We say this thing is free. There is no such thing as free. Of course, except at Brahma Kumaris, as I've seen. Most other places you don't get anything for free. And of course in the temples and in the langar, wherever we have these organizations selflessly serving, everywhere else, there's no such thing as free stuff. Because what you are giving is a slice of your life. Please write down. Every time I am paying attention to something, I am giving a slice of my life which is never going to come back. किस कुत्ते की दुम कितनी टेढ़ी है ये जान के मुझे क्या करना है. एंड व्हेन वी रिपीटेडली कीप यूजिंग दिस, दैट इज व्हाट लीड्स टू एडिक्शन. एंड इंटरनेट एडिक्शन इज रिकॉग्नाइज्ड साइकियाट्रिक डिसऑर्डर. आई एम गोइंग टू शो यू अ शॉर्ट क्लिप ऑफ South Korean teenagers who wear diapers so that they don't have to take a break while playing games. Otherwise, they'll lose points. And a couple of American teenagers who have checked themselves into an internet de-addiction center. Even in India, we have one now. Watch.
It is not uncommon that in South Korea, teenage video gamers put on diapers. This way, they avoid losing points by going to the bathroom. Tom, you do not need any further introduction. This was great.
My lowest point came at the beginning of this year. New Year's Eve, I had lost a job. I was losing my girlfriend. My family, my relations were very strained. And I tried to drink myself to death.
Suicide.
I was playing video games 16 hours a day, often drunk. I watched porn a lot. And I just had given up. I had no future. I had no will to live. I was just waiting for the timer to run out.
I was in my spring quarter in college, and I was doing nothing except sleeping about 6 hours a day and playing video games and absolutely not attending any of my classes, not doing any of my work, and lying to my parents about my progress. So it was a lot of lying, manipulation, isolation especially, which are all common things for addicts, but mine were pretty much sleep and, you know, interact with my addiction.
Sad part about this is, it starts slow. We don't even know that we are getting into it, like that colleague of mine. And then it starts building up and it erupts. It is that slowness of that pace that deceives us, thinking that we are not doing something wrong. And this neuroplasticity as a property, it is strong when we are young. It means the number of times you need to repeat a task to master it is far less when you are young than when you keep growing up. But it is always there. Is that our experience too? Now, I'm going to show you a clip. I'll just play for a few seconds because I don't want to disturb. If anyone gets disturbed, apologies. There is this laborer in Indonesia who is a smoker. And just for the heck of it, he introduced smoking to his 18-month-old kid. And in less than 2 months, that kid started smoking 40 cigarettes a day. And the government had to intervene and take him away from his parents and put him on de-addiction. What Shivani Ben said, Ghor Kali Yuga.
A tourist attraction in his native Indonesia for all the wrong reasons. This toddler on the island of Sumatra, famous for his nicotine addiction.
He can't even speak.
Aldi Rizal started smoking when he was just 18 months old. Now he's hooked and on 40 a day. And don't think of denying him his fix. The toddler goes crazy, screaming, slamming his head on the floor, even getting sick if he doesn't get his 2 packs a day.
When I see parents giving their mobile to the kids and then saying, YouTube search karta hai mera beta, 2 saal ka hai, usko pata hai kis video ko kaise dabana hai. What are you doing? De do yaar. क्यों पता नहीं वो रोता है उसे दे दो ना मेरा मीटिंग है सीईओ से कम एक घंटा तो मुझे छोड़ देगा. We are robbing the normal childhood of our kids by giving them the mobiles and gadgets. And I'm sorry, this is something that I'm very passionate about. I'm going to be very strong. Please don't mind. We have no right to rob their future just because you don't have time. And this is what addictions are doing. 19-year-old kid. He goes to college, comes back in the evening, 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. he plays PUBG before it was banned. That's why I took this screenshot, 2019. And he used to sleep for 3 hours, go to college. In few months, he developed brain clots. Unheard of. And he was paralyzed waist down. When that addiction becomes so strong, you lose control over yourself. How many of you have seen a kid who doesn't want to eat without giving the mobile? Now you know the reason. That's why we call digital detox, because it's become toxic and it's addictive. Mobiles are like drugs, and if you remove it, you will see the withdrawal symptoms. Watch.
Right. You can't have your cell phone tonight. You can't have your cell phone tonight. You can't have your cell phone. You can't have your cell phone. Stop acting like that. Calm down. No cell phone. Calm down. You want it taken away for 2 days? Do you want it gone for 2 days? Then stop.
I want it.
Calm down. No cell phone tonight. Calm down. See how you're acting because you can't have no cell phone? You should be playing with your toys instead and doing other things. Stop it. I know you want it, but you can't have it because you were bad tonight. Are you going to stop? Are you going to stop?
Now you see how he turns violent.
Are you going to stop? Then stop. No, you can have it tomorrow. If you're good, you can have it tomorrow. Stop. 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 You can have your phone tomorrow. You can't be thrown with phone withdrawal addict the syndromes. Stop it. You're addicted to that phone and you gotta stop.
Stop recording me.
This is Lucas and his phone withdrawal. Stop it. Stop it. This is withdrawal from a cell phone from a 7-year-old. That's why cell phones are poisonous. Knock it off. Knock it off. Then sit down and be nice. Sit down and look how you're acting over a cell phone. Knock it off. Are you going to stop? Then calm down and stop. Calm down and stop.
Absolutely. And for that, what would you need? We need to make time. We won't have time. That's why I made that strong statement. No, I don't want to blame anyone. There's nothing about right or wrong. I keep coming back to this point. My interest is to make people aware. That's all. And then let the people make the decision. You know, there's no point in... Blame will not work. Because nobody is doing this willingly. They don't know. That is where we need to be compassionate. When they know this, they would not do it. Because no parent knows about neuroplasticity. No parent knows about brain switching penalty. No parent knows about dopamine, the wanting chemical inside the brain. But when we start sharing with them, when we make them aware, hopefully the transformation is easier. A constantly stimulated brain is a weak and stressed brain. Remember that. 2 ghante Insta shots dekh liya yaar abhi main. Yeah, I am really energetic now. Chalo, agle 4 ghante, without any break, I can work. Can you say that? 2 ghanta YouTube surf kar liya. Fantastic, bahut energy mil gayi. Will you get that? You know the reason? So write this down and then share it with all your family members and whomever you can share with. And I'll come to that. There's a big difference between stimulation and relaxation. stimulation is think different. Relaxation is think less, think slow. We completely got confused. Relaxation is think less, think slow. Stimulation is think different. यार दो घंटा बहुत काम किया अभी चलो व्हाट्सएप देखते हैं. यू आर थिंकिंग डिफरेंट, यू आर नॉट रिलैक्सिंग, यू आर स्टिल स्टिम्युलेटिंग योर ब्रेन. एंड वी थिंक दैट वी आर रिलैक्सिंग, यू आर नॉट, एंड दैट इज वाई यू गेट इवन मोर एग्जॉस्टेड. यस और नो, इज इट नॉट अवर एक्सपीरियंस? नाउ यू नो द रीजन. रिलैक्सेशन मीन्स नथिंग टू डू विथ द टेक्नोलॉजी, मूविंग क्लोजर टू द नेचर, मूविंग क्लोजर टू द पीपल, doing something with your hands that can engage you, right? That kinesthetic stimulation which will relax you. You don't have to think much, but you're doing something. It could be painting, it could be carpentry, anything, taking a stroll, you know, playing with the kid. That is relaxing because you are not engaging your mind and you are thinking slow, you are thinking less. And we have completely confused relaxation and stimulation. That is why we feel so exhausted. And this distraction is extremely expensive. I've already told you what happens when you keep getting distracted. That's why we feel decreased sense of well-being. Yaar, aajkal kuch maza nahi aata hai. Wahi wahi Netflix, wahi wahi Amazon, wahi wahi web series. It impairs executive function because when there is no attention, you cannot make decisions. It increases stress and anxiety. I don't have to give you the reason. We are already experiencing it. ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. I was just watching one video where the doctor is challenging. He said, remove all the mobiles from the kids and he says 70% of these symptoms will come down. He's challenging the parents. Make it zero and then see what happens to their attention levels. And this is proven. This was commissioned by Facebook itself and they were shocked that yes, if you continuously keep getting addicted to Facebook, बहुत दिन हो गया आप हमें देखे नहीं, हमें मिले नहीं, प्लीज आओ ना. इफेक्टिवली दैट्स द काइंड ऑफ ईमेल वी सेंड, राइट? वी वांट देम बैक. योर फ्रेंड्स आर वेटिंग एंड यू सी द एडिक्टिव स्टफ. किसी ने आपके किसी फोटो पे क्लिक किया, अब किसने क्लिक किया, लॉग इन करो. किस फोटो पे क्लिक किया, वापिस आ जाओ. नाउ दैट्स एडिक्शन एंड वी डोंट नो. It increases stress hormones because you are not allowing your mind and body to relax. You are constantly stimulating it. It reduces the telomere length, means reduces our lifespan. Tomorrow at 11:30, you will also hear Dr. Mohit. He's going to talk a lot more about his research in this area. Silently but slowly, what we have done to our ability to even think. The use of internet as a substitute for personal memory is misguided and dangerous. Reason. When we constrict our capacity for reasoning and recall or transfer those skills to a machine, we sacrifice our ability to turn information into knowledge or wisdom. I'm not asking you to throw these things aside. There's a little baby out there, but there's a lot of bathwater. Okay? So don't throw the baby with the bathwater. But be aware that there's a lot of bathwater. And the constant distractedness that the net encourages is very different from the kind of temporary, purposeful diversion of our mind that refreshes our thinking when we are weighing a decision. Just taking a stroll. Just having a banter with a friend. Nothing related to the problem I am working on. That is different from this constant distraction. this constant stimulation, it's costing us big time. That's the result. And this is proven now. Whoever is interested, I can give you published literature. There's a clear relationship. That is why we need to create those gadget-free moments in our life. In less than 15 years, kya se kya ban gaye? Don't you feel that mercy on yourself, what we have done to ourselves? Multitasking mania is continuously keep switching instead of focusing on one task. And we pride ourselves. And we see managers saying that you have to multitask, I'll give you multiple things. Brain cannot multitask. Brain cannot multitask. What you are doing is switch tasking. And then calling it as multitasking. You understand the difference? And you saw each time you switch, there's a brain switching penalty. And your efficiency goes down. So by multitasking, you're actually reducing your efficiency. But fooling yourself thinking that you're increasing your efficiency. Social media. Again, as I said, this is proven. And the distinct attention span leading to blue tick anxiety. You know what it is? Good. Then I don't have to go into the details. And if you are using other than WhatsApp, it becomes black tick anxiety. Hyperactivity, attention deficit. And it's leading to lower self-esteem. Mere post ko to do like se zyada milte hi nahi hai. Kuch bhi karo. Higher rates of depression and suicide. I'm going to show you the statistics. See the curve? Since 2009, that's the increase. This is non-fatal self-harm. Now you see that? That's why 2009 is chosen. And you see that? This also has impact on your body. Not just the mind. How many of you do this after a couple of hours? That's why I said any digital gadget. But it's easier for us to talk about mobile, so we call that. That's the biggest problem. That is why we are not giving the attention that it deserves. Because distraction is slow destruction. Slowly but steadily we are destroying ourselves. That's what is used by drug addicts. And our ego gets hurt if I say that. Shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Krodhat bhavati sammohaha. Sammoha means delusion. Sammohat bhavati smruti vibramaha. Smruti means your ability to make decisions, think, remember. Brahmati means it gets moved away, it gets distracted. Smruti bramshat buddhinasho. Your decision making capability gets impacted. Buddhinashaya pranashyati. Pranashyati means you will fall down. So instead of krodha, you can replace it with mobile. Mobile bhavati sammohaha. Create kar diya na, big illusion. And sammohat bhavati smruti vibramaha. Smruti bramshat buddhinasho. Buddhinashaya pranashyati. I can go on and on, but if Now you think of those two questions. Who is the master? You or your mobile? Some of the things, if you want to reclaim your mastery, if you truly want to assert that I am the master, simple things that you can do. Which one of these made your heart skip a beat? Have they made your heart skip a beat because you can't do any of these? Clean the mobile. When was the last time you cleaned your mobile? Because I have a doctor friend, he is an endocrinologist. A few years ago he said, Bala, what is happening? Most of your IT friends are complaining about stomachache and all stomach infections. I don't seem to be finding a reason. When I check with them, everything seems to be okay. All are normal. Then after some time, it struck him that these fellows are not washing their hands after touching the mobile. And they are eating with the same hand, and that is what is creating a lot of stomach related infections. Buy a simple Orpet alarm clock. The last I checked, it costs about 220 rupees. That's all it costs. And this is where you can check your, what can you check? Mobile withdrawal symptoms. 1 hour after you wake up, 2 hours before you sleep. I know for most of us, sabse pehla darshan, subah aankh khulne se pehle hum mobile devi ki karte hain. Sorry. Because if it is not in flight mode, you are having those radiations, and close to you, when you keep any radiation causing thing beside you, it impacts your sleep, it impacts your mind and brain. That is why. If you keep it in flight mode, that is different. But it's easier to buy an alarm clock. Right? So, mobile devi ki darshan se hi aankh khulti hai. Aur mobile devi ki darshan karne ke baad hi aankh band hoti hai. Write down. Today, make it very clear, वो मोबाइल देवी नहीं है, वो मोबाइल राक्षसी है, लेकिन उसने मोहिनी रूप धारण किया है. This is the worst enchantress that you will ever meet. Don't. Take back the control. बताइए. I switch off my mobile at night except when I'm away from home. My friends know that after 9:30 Bala is not accessible and I have a landline. Jiska call mujhe lena hai unke paas landline ka number hai. Jiska call mujhe next day lena hai unke paas landline ka number nahi hai. Very simple. I said I have a landline. I switch off my mobile at 9:30. So, whosoever calls, I have to take. I think I should take after 9:30. They have my landline number. Whosoever calls, I think can wait for next day. I haven't given my landline number to them. And I don't allow the mobile to be placed on the dining table. And I'm very clear. I tell them, if you touch the mobile, go wash your hands and then come back again. Sometimes my mom gets irritated, my sister gets irritated, but that's how things are. They have to follow because I insist on making them happen. Simple things. Good question. What is it that we learnt about the biological infrastructure? What is the key word I said? Yes, and if you want to use neuroplasticity, what should you do? Key word is conscious repetition. You won't like it. It will be difficult. You will feel fidgety. Bar, bar. Mm. 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 it will go. But then you practice it a few times, this becomes a new habit for you. Because your neuroplasticity is creating new circuits. Now you can stay away from your mobile for 5 minutes. As you keep practicing, you can stay away from 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then you will realize that iski zarurat hi nahi hai. And one more very important point. You are not so important. I know I am the one who said I am valuable, but I am the one who is again saying you are not so important. Koi miss karega to koi miss nahi karega. They are busy with their own nonsense. I have one of my colleagues, he went to Spiti Valley trekking, okay? 6 days. No connectivity, nothing. So that fellow, after 6 days, when he came down the mountain and into the valley, he checked kitne messages aaye honge, kitne log miss kiye honge, kitne calls aaye honge. He got exactly 3 calls. All of them from his mom. And that too alternate day. And we also know nowadays, right, after how many rings they cut the call. Right, you can see that. How many times they waited, how many rings. First one was 6 rings. Next one was 4 rings. The last one was only 2 rings. And not a single message. Tu kahan hai, zinda hai, mar gaya hai, nothing. He said, damn it, it is for these fellows that I take the mobile even into the bathroom. These fellows don't deserve it. And from then on, he started leaving the mobile at home whenever he goes to gym and whenever he is in office, he mercilessly puts it on silence mode. Koi mercy nahi hai. So that he can focus on what the meeting is happening. Now I want to challenge you. How many of you are willing to start using this again? Karna padega. Right? And the good thing about social media is once you activate it, you don't need the SIM. And there's another colleague of mine in CS who actually did this. He just brings this phone. Anybody is interested, they will only call. Peaceful. Bar bar ye nahi ki, as somebody was saying, you know, it's like we keep checking the mobile, it's like new parents checking the diaper of their kids. Kuch hota nahi hai. Phir bhi check kar lete hain. Fantastic. South Korean moms, the addiction is so much, mom says, you deposit your mobile here, only then I'll serve you food. Can you believe that? Very good. Right? And the simplest thing, yes. Super. I'll come to that. Fantastic. I'll come there, yes. Very good. So the first thing that we all can do is switch off notifications. And every app comes by default with switch on notifications. We don't realize that. I was doing this session during the COVID times for the senior management of Infosys. So one of the senior managers, she heard this and she switched off notifications. Next week she came for the next session. And then she said, Bala, I want to share something. I said, please go ahead. Then she said, in the last 10 years, last 1 week was the most peaceful and productive. And the only change she made is switched off notifications. Amazing. She's a senior executive and she did not know what distraction was costing her. Very simple. Make your bedroom radiation free because they disturb your sleep. Very simple things. Screen free breakfast, lunch and dinner. Right? We have Pankaj here? Yes. So Pankaj's daughter, you know, Pankaj heard this. Pankaj, stand up. He is from Sears Rajkot office. 4 years ago when he heard this, he started implementing this with his daughter, 7-year-old. And once he went to pick his daughter's friend after this Garba training. And then she comes to him and says, Uncle, I want to thank you. said, why do you want to thank me? He said, uncle, your daughter told me that you don't use mobile when you're eating and then you have a conversation with your daughter. And I asked my dad if he can also do the same thing. He started doing it. Now there are so many things me and my dad share with each other. Screen-free breakfast, lunch and dinner. That's keeping the baby and throwing the bathwater out. And you can ask yourself, what are those non-essential activities? Fasting has anti-cancer properties. Initially, you will feel uncomfortable, I am telling you. Kya karna hai? How much time do I see you? But slowly, after a couple of hours, you will start sharing with each other and the bonds will become stronger. Now is your chance to practice, I am the master. Wo meditation mein kar diya, chod diya, I am the master, I am the master, I am the master. Nahin, dikhao. If I am the master, dikhao. Experience it, show it in practice. I helped some people with this. I don't want to use Facebook for more than 10 minutes. That's my password. With some special characters thrown in. And every time I open it, I have to type in this password. Ek mistake to hota hi hai, and I get frustrated. And one more insight. The urge of any addiction, usually this one, is highest in the first 20 seconds. If you can hold that urge and divert your attention, the urge reduces. But consciously you need to divert that attention. Just 20 seconds and see the difference it makes. There's an old song which says, Dukhiyon pe kuch rahem karo maa baap hamare. Agar in pe rahem karenge na, to aap dukhi ho jayenge. So if you think that we need to spread this message, if I, with the number of people whom I have met in the last couple of days, if I just count each one of you, if we add up how many people you can influence, it runs into few tens of thousands. And if each one of you can take this up, all this material is placed on this website. It's been there for the last 7 years. Unfortunately, neither policymakers, nor parents, nor teachers, nor schools, nor professionals or organizations, they do not think that this is a serious enough problem. But it is, as you have seen. So please do not ignore this. And this is our opportunity to save ourselves and also save our next generation. Spend more quality time with yourself for yourself because you deserve your own love and attention. With your family, for your family, with your friends and for your friends. Goes without saying, without mobile or without any digital gadgets. Yes or no? Mobile is? Shall we do this? Yes, yes, absolutely. That is also addiction. Whether it is binge watching, binge e-commerce, binge sharing, to almost all the WhatsApp groups, all this is addiction. So can I ask you something now? Are you ready? Can you switch off your mobile for a couple of minutes? Switch it off. Not even flight mode, just switch it off. I promise it's only going to be for 2 minutes and you're at a safe space. Nothing will you miss. Just 2 minutes. Okay? Now, hold the mobile in your hands, sit back, sit straight and close your eyes. because we will do mobile meditation. Mobile hath mein le lo. Just take the mobile in your hands. Please take it, switch it off and take it. It's important. Just take it in your hands. Off. I already said. Off. Take the mobile. Hold it in your hands. Close your eyes. Sit straight. And take a deep breath. Breathe deeply and slowly. Let go of any tension in any part of your body and relax yourself. As you relax, gently touch your mobile. This piece of glass and metal, how many hours in a day do I give to this piece of glass and metal? How many times till now, when someone came to speak with me, when a loved one wanted to have a conversation, instead of speaking to them, instead of spending time with them, I spent time with this piece of glass and metal. What has this piece of glass and metal done to my health, my relationships, my attention span? How many hours do I spend with this piece of glass and metal? Just feel it. It's just a piece of glass and metal. And how much time do I spend with my loved ones? How many times I get distracted because this piece of glass and metal keeps pulling my attention? Tell yourself, I am the master. This 6-inch piece of glass and metal cannot control me because I am the master. If you want to, you can switch it on. Thank you very much. Best thing would be for me when each one of you start sharing your experiences. How many souls you have touched? How much transformation we have brought in? Because I see that many of you also work with kids. It's very important we give them that. When governments, when institutions are celebrating that we are making this digital, that digital, we are giving this laptop, that mobile, we should start telling them about responsible digital usage, not just digital usage. Thank you.